2021. Thank you, Jesus. It's been a great year for me on podcasting in 2020, but oh my goodness, wasn't 2020 a trip, to say the least. The pandemic, the political race, and everything else that, for me personally, so many deaths in my family and friends, lost so many people around me. So let's hope 2021 is better for the nation, better for the people, better for the world. I'm your host, Al Cooley, host of Ghost in the Valley. I look forward to a very good year this year, entering my third year of podcasting. I'm so excited with some of the guests I have coming back, some new guests. I have great interviews lined up, great stories, personal ghost stories, a lot coming your way in 2021. And that's all starting in a couple weeks. Today I'm going to do a quick rundown of 2020, what was on the show, maybe something you missed. You might want to go back and check out a really, really great year with all the fine guests that were on. I mean, they were all phenomenal. These are a little bit out of order, but if you're interested in UFOs, I did an update on recent UFOs that were spotted. I did an episode on Skinwalker Ranch, which included UFOs over the ranch, along with the skinwalkers that walk the ranch. That's very, very interesting. I mean, I would check that one out. Also, I did an 8-part series. I only wanted to do a 1 or 2-part series, but when I reached out to the cast and crew of the Berkshire UFO series that was released on Netflix, Unsolved Mysteries series, I was so honored that Tom Warner, Tom Reed, Melanie Kirchdorfer, they were the actual people that were abducted from these UFOs. Also the crew, Marcus Clark, who was the director of the Berkshire's UFO episode. I was so honored to have Marcus contact me, and we had a fantastic interview and talked at length after the interview. Such a gracious and nice person, Marcus Clark. And then also Justin Janowitz. He was the director of photography. He basically was the eye of Marcus Clark. He got all the shots that Marcus was looking for. Great, great, great individual. I was so pleased when he got back with me. And another crew member also that got back to me was Doug Sackman. He was the arts director. He is fantastic on special effects and in the arts department of the Unsolved Mystery series. I was so pleased that these cast and cast and crew got back to me. So I was so blessed that these people got a hold of me. Then when I did the roundtable, that was the most extensive work I've ever done on a podcast. That was putting together questions and answers from past members that were on the show, plus other people that wrote in about what they seen that night on September 1st, 1969. Very interesting. I put all that together as like it's one virtual roundtable, and it really came off, I think, fantastic. And I got nothing but rave reviews on that. And so I want to thank even the cast and crew again for giving me more of their time on phone calls. I got phone calls in the evening from some of the people that were on the show. And I got to know these people very, very well. And a couple of things that stood out to me during these interviews were, one was with, that really affected me was Melanie Kirchdorfer. You know, I felt so bad for her. That, you know, she's not writing a book. She's not putting films out. She's not doing anything to make any money off this thing. You know, she didn't get paid. None of them got paid for the, I'm talking about the crew, the cast anyway, didn't get paid for their Unsolved Mysteries part of sharing their UFO story with the world, knowing they're going to get ridiculed when somebody says I'm abducted by an alien. So I was so blessed that they shared their story with me. I mean, it was on the miniseries, but to come on my podcast and talk so openly with me, I was truly blessed. But my conversation with Melanie, I had to do 2 interviews with her because I knew there was like effects in the background on her end. Like very weird noises in the background. I thought, well, maybe I could edit that out, you know. And towards the end of the interview, everything just went out. My computer shut down, everything. And immediately, Melanie calls me back and asks, did I do that? She knew she did. She knew she has this power in her since she was abducted to make car alarms go off in parking garages at airports. Computers are shut down. Her husband, who owns a business, don't even allow her in the room because she shuts down his computer with his files and everything on it. And not only did she shut my computer down, but she took out my file that I was talking to her. I don't know if she did. I don't know what happened there, but my files were missing. My Windows that I would operate with was gone. And it's so very, very strange. So I wanted to do it again, but I made an arrangement to where when she called back, I ran outside of my computer through an analog system and then back into the computer. So, and there were even artifacts on that, but I took some of those out. But she does possess a lot of energy. It's hard to explain, but it happened again when I interviewed DC O'Rourke, who was a podcast host, who was also a past guest on my show. And he's also a ghost tour guide. And when I was talking to him, there was also strange noises in the background, and he's on a different track than I'm on. So when I go back and I do my editing, I'm just looking at his track, and I'm bringing up the volume in the background where these noises are coming from. And one part that I focused on, it says, "Hi, Cooley." That's me. "Hi, Cooley." And that kind of put the hair on the back of my neck stood up. You know, it's like, what? And he told me there's spirits in his house. So that was strange. That was very, very strange. I took a lot of that out. I tried to clean it up the best I could. But that was the two this past year where there were unconventional things that happened during my interviews. Another great show that I had on was Miranda Young. She has her own show on YouTube, Ghost Biker Explorations. She is a host of that, season one, season two, season three. And she's also a paranormal investigator. She's a fantastic person. And I pleasure to interview Miranda Young, along with Chris Sumner, Dr. Chris Sumner. She also is a host of Soul Sisters Paranormal, which is a paranormal team that consists of her two sisters, one's a twin, and a couple other gals that they go around the Florida area and outside of Florida on paranormal investigations as well. But let me say that Chris Sumner and the Soul Sisters Paranormal, along with DC O'Rourke and Miranda Young, these three were three different episodes, but the three of them I thought kind of went together because they all had the same interest. They love the history of the building. They love the history of the person they are investigating or trying to contact the spirit, and they're all three wonderful individuals that were on the show. So yeah, please check out those three as well. You know, Miranda Young and a Ghost Biker, DC O'Rourke, and also Chris Sumner. Another past guest I had on that I really learned Berkshire UFOs was Jason Horton. He is the host of Ghost Town Podcast. Jason, on his one show that I was listening to, and I was just scanning through some of the internet podcasts on paranormal, and I came across Jason's podcast, and I subscribed, and I'm a regular listener now. Jason was talking about the Berkshire UFO part of the series on the Netflix Unsolved Mysteries, and I'm thinking, I didn't know Unsolved Mysteries had a new series out. So I learned about that through the Ghost Town podcast. I contacted Jason. He agreed to be on the show. And that's another great one to listen to. I love having other podcast hosts and paranormal investigators on the show and sharing their stories and their style of investigations. Another past guest that just blew me away was Paula Bianchi. It was the writer and host of Lucy in the Afterlife. That's a blog. Search for Lucy in the Afterlife through Google on This Weird Chick's blog. It's really, really a great blog. I mean, I listen to it regularly. I can't wait for the next episode to come out because it's just like you feel like you're there. She's such a great writer. And she was on, and I look forward to talking to her again in the future and getting updates on Lucy and her other material she is working on. If you get a chance and you haven't listened to that one, Lucy in the Afterlife was another great episode on Ghosts in the Valley. Then I did one on Paranormal Investigations of Oklahoma, and I was so blown away at the diversity of this team, of this paranormal team. I mean, you had an atheist, you had a preacher, you had a psychic, a Buddhist, you know, and so many different people on this team. And I made that into a 3-part series. So I had, in part one, I had Tambre Ross, who is a psychic medium. And she basically came back on my show not once, but twice when she wrote a book about growing up being a psychic, To Me With Love. You can pick that up on Amazon. And she sent me her book, and she autographed it, and I'm so blessed that she did that. She is very, very good at what she does. And also from the Paranormal Investigations team of Oklahoma was Kill Epperson. Kill is the owner and operator of the Paranormal Investigations of Oklahoma. It was my pleasure having Kill on the show. And as I say, I look forward in the future to have one or all three back on the show again. And also the third part of that Oklahoma Paranormal Investigations team was Jerry Beavers. And I believe she's on her own now, and she has her own investigation team. As soon as I get more info on that, I'm for sure going to have Jerry Beavers back on the show as well. So there's another 3-part series, the Paranormal Investigations of Oklahoma. Then I had a very, very courageous person, Paul Patterson. He has an escape room out of Girard, Ohio. It's called Still Valley Nightmare and Escape. And this escape room was put together by his own personal terror that he went through as a child with all these wicked demons and spirits in his home that he and his family had to deal with. He shared personal information with me. I want to thank him, first of all, for coming on the show and doing that, because all these people that share that you've been with Bigfoot or a UFO or a demon or a spirit, you know that you're labeled as kind of a kook. So I want to thank Paul Patterson for being on my show and sharing his terrifying stories. I mean, you really have to listen to that one. I give him a lot of credit for opening him up, and I wish him the best of luck with his Still Valley Nightmare and Escape Room, because it was such a tough year for anybody that owns a business to survive this past year. And opening up the show that for 2020 was Jerry Ayers. Jerry is also a paranormal investigator. Jerry is a founder of the Supernatural Investigators of Minnesota. Jerry's another one who, when you're talking about, you know, searching for Bigfoot, and he shared about an exorcism and how dangerous that was, and also connecting an UFO with Bigfoot. I mean, that was a question he asked me, and it kind of blew me away, and I really didn't know how to answer. You know, he says, do I believe there's a connection between UFOs and Bigfoot? And after the show, you know, I naturally went back and I was doing some research on this. He is right. There are a lot of places where Bigfoot has been spotted around these lakes. A lot of these UFOs have been spotted going into these lakes. So maybe he has something there. I don't know. I'm going to have Jerry back on and get some more updates from him. So I had so many great guests this past year. I was just honored. So I look for 2021 to be hopefully as good as my last 2 years. I mean, and I mentioned this to other podcast hosts, to paranormal investigators, that sometimes when you're on a scene and you're using your EVPs and all this different equipment to contact a spirit, to trigger items, and nothing is working. And that happened to me so many times. It's when you're walking away, when you're done with the scene, when you're done with the investigation, and you get pushed from behind, breathed on, knocked against. And it's not picked up by any of your equipment. It's what you, yourself, your body experienced. But outside of all these fantastic guests I had, probably one of my favorite shows last year was a story I got out of Pennsylvania, and I sat on this story for a long time, and it's one of my favorite of all my episodes. It is called Jimmy and Indian Johnny. If you get a chance to listen to that, please. This is a true story. The gentleman that contacted me, I've talked to since. He has since passed away, and there's still more to that story to be told, and I will probably do it towards the end of the year from his son that I just recently talked to. Please listen to Jimmy and Indian Johnny if you haven't listened to that one yet. A couple other ones that I did outside of having a guest on the show was Jeffrey and Bigfoot. That one naturally is on Bigfoot. And from with my friend Jeff, two different friends named Jeff, and both friends involved in their altercations with Bigfoot. I had a couple other short stories on. I had one from Tambre Ross, who I mentioned earlier, that was on from the Oklahoma investigations team. And she was on talking about her book. She was on talking about her grandfather's, or she sent me a story about her grandfather as a firefighter, and his spirit that still lingers on in the firehouse. I did one on the Skinwalker Ranch. I did one on Project Blue Book, which was, it was very, very interesting. I had Cindy Martinez, who is a podcast host from Welcome to the Neighborhood with True Crime and the Paranormal. Cindy was a fantastic guest. She's come a long way. If you listen to her podcast, she started out new, and she's really blossomed. I mean, I'm so proud of Cindy. She's out of Chicago. And that's another thing. All these people I've talked to, you know, Chicago, Minnesota, Oklahoma, California, Virginia, it's Ohio. It blows my mind. People from all areas in the United States and beyond I've talked to, and I learn so much from them. And I think that's the best part about this job is sharing my love of the paranormal and listening to other people who have the same interest. And hopefully that's why my listeners keep coming back and my downloads keep growing. It's because there's something there that I can connect you with. If I'm missing on something, or you have a certain topic you want to discuss, or you want to be on the show, you can contact me at cooley54@gmail.com, and I will get back to you. We can arrange for you being on the show, or arrange me telling your story, or whatever you want to talk about. A couple more I think I forgot to mention was Shrunken Heads. That was a very popular one. People love stories of gory stuff, and there's a lot of gore in that one. How do you make a shrunken head? Have you ever seen a shrunken head? I had another one that affected me personally was The Conjured Chest. That was on Jacob Cooley, and I did my background search on my family history, and I have a lot of family history that I still yet have to go through the rest of it, but how odd that when my connections to that area kind of disappeared. So I truly do believe, because I had coolies that had plantations in Alabama, Virginia, Tennessee, Kentucky. I do worry about myself on that one. If you get a chance to listen to The Conjured Chest Curse. And I also did one on the Ouija board, which is another very, very controversial subject. Some believe it's nothing there. Others believe it's satanic worship, the devil. I personally believe if you have a Ouija board, get rid of it. So let me do a quick rundown of this past year. I try to tap into every one of these episodes. And if you have a chance, please give one a listen that you missed. Jerry Ayers, paranormal investigator out of Minnesota. The Conjured Chest Curse. Still Valley Nightmare and Escape by Paul Patterson. Three-part series on the paranormal investigations of Oklahoma with Gil Epperson, Jerry Beavers, and Tambre Ross. Also, my interview with Cindy Martinez from Welcome to the Neighborhood podcast. I did an episode on UFOs, The Cover-Up, and I'm going to do more in the year on more cover-ups. Jimmy and Indian Johnny, one of my favorites, if not my favorite. Jeffrey and Bigfoot. Tambre Ross, psychic medium. My first encounter. Oh, I forgot about that one. And how could I forget about that one? That was my very first encounter with a spirit in a haunted house in 1968 when I was a child growing up with my sister and other family members. Yeah, you have to check out my first encounter. Project Blue Book. Two short stories. The Rolling Hills Asylum. Skinwalker Ranch. Lucy in the Afterlife. And actually my 8-part series of Berkshire's UFO. Ghost Town Podcast with Jason Horton. The Shrunken Heads. The Ouija Board. D.C. O'Rourke. Miranda Young. And Dr. Chris Sumner from Soul Sisters Paranormal. Thank you for listening. I will be back in 2 weeks with another great episode and many more to follow on Ghosts in the Valley. I'm your host, Al Cooley.